Your Sunrise news, weather, and travel. This is Early Breakfast with Abs on Cape Talk.
So the conversation in South Africa has been around for the foot and mouth disease. As you know, that some of the neighboring countries have stopped the exports of South African red meat. I mean, we're talking Namibia, Botswana, Eswatini, Zambia and Zimbabwe. So what is the impact of this foot and mouth disease? And, you know, they've taken away our free status. This is, of course, the World Organization for Animal Health doing, having taken away that free status from us. But what is the impact then of all of this? We're chatting then to the Head of Information and Marketing for FNB Agriculture, that is Davi Marie. Davi, good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the Early Breakfast Show.
Good morning, Abs. Thank you for having me.
Certainly, it's, you know, everyone's talking about the foot and mouth disease. It's a concern for farmers in South Africa in general. But this can also mean very bad news for the export and domestic red for the export and domestic red meat market.
Definitely, Abs. We've just a couple of months ago actually started to become a net exporter of red meat. So the markets has been created. And now with the ban, obviously we can't export any red meat now, especially to our neighboring countries, which is not that big a concern because we normally import from them. Our concern is the export to the deep sea markets, meaning China, the Middle East, and the island countries. Now, that export is obviously a earner of foreign exchange, which is very important for our local economy at this stage.
And if we talk about the GDP, you've had economists talking about the GDP and how important it is that we need to get the right numbers in the first quarter. I mean, from your outlook, what could be the impact on the GDP in the first quarter then?
Well, in the total GDP, we won't necessarily see a change in that. It's more on the agricultural GDP. The red meat industry is the second biggest industry in the agricultural GDP. So that will definitely have an impact. The good news, apart from the bad news that we have for the producers, is we might see a constant meat price for consumers now. Due to the fact that we can't export, all those meat have to be consumed on the local market. So this might be some good news for the consumer in general.
And talking about the agricultural sector, it has been one of those sectors that at times when South Africa was down and out, it was the pillar of the economy. And so if we look at this, what would then the impact on the outlook and the performance of the sector be in 2019 as a result of this foot and mouth disease free status suspension?
Yeah, hopefully they will sort it out very soon. We must take into account it's only a temporary suspension. So it can be lifted as soon as we get notification from the OIE, the Animal Health Organization. We haven't seen any more outbreaks, so it might be only a contained outbreak in a certain district. So if we can sort that out, I think that will be positive for the industry, and we won't see any changes in the agri-GDP definitely.
If you have just joined the conversation, we mentioned earlier on in the news wrap that Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries Minister Senzeni Zogwana says that, you know, when it comes to this foot and mouth disease, it's not an outbreak. It's a spillage, and we need to manage the way we talk about these things. But certainly, that's the conversation on the show this morning. How much, then, of an impact will the temporary suspension of the country's foot and mouth disease, free status by the World Organization for Animal Health, have on our agricultural sector and economy as a whole? We're chatting to the Head of Information and Marketing for FNB Agriculture. That's Davi Marie. You can also be part of the conversation. Maybe you have your concerns at home, 021-446-0567. That is the number that you can dial. So, Davi, let's talk about the measures then. What measures can we put in place to ensure that, you know, we get back to where we need to be when it comes to red meat farmers in South Africa?
I think definitely movement control of animals, because that's the way the disease spread is by movement of animals. So that control is very important. We must remember that we have an endemic foot and mouth area around the Kruger National Park and the northern parts of the Limpopo province. So this outbreak happened outside of that red line, which that what I'm saying is it's only outside of that. But movement control is very important. And then for farmers, when they buy in animals, make sure that they buy in from reputable sources, so they mustn't buy anything in. And then, you know, obviously the OIE will require that all those affected animals must be slaughtered right away. And I think that's the important part, is that we comply to the OIE rules and regulations on FMD outbreaks.
All right. As we close up this conversation, because I also want to talk about maize productions, but in this discussion around foot and mouth disease, what would your overall advice be to farmers out there or to the agricultural sector or South Africa in general?
I think support to the local authorities, the veterinarians, state veterinarians, to support them as far as we can so that we contain this outbreak as soon as possible. We must remember with the previous outbreak, which was a bigger one and over a much larger area, we lost about 3 billion rand in the red meat industry. So it's very important that we contain this as soon as possible. And I think support to the state veterinarians from the industry and from government is very important.
And moving on then, our discussion to maize production. I mean, there's been a conversation around the low maize production that's expected in 2019. I mean, is this the case? We know that we didn't get the right amount of rain that we were looking for last year. This, of course, experts are saying that we should then expect a lower produce for 2019. Is this the case? And if it is, what implications will this have on South Africa as a whole?
Yeah, we'll definitely have a lower production than the previous production year due to the erratic rainfall. We have a very late season this year, so definitely less plantings and less production. I don't think it will have it won't be much of a problem, because we must take into account we have a large carryover stock from the previous 2 years. 2 years ago, we had that massive record crop of more than 16 million tons. Our local consumption is in normal years, we are just above 10 million tons. So we will definitely have enough maize. There's no concern for food security, although a lower production might have a resulting increase in maize prices, which obviously flow through into inflation numbers and so on. The late plantings of the maize resulted in more soybeans and sunflower production, which will offset the problems in the maize industry as well.
So you lose some, but you gain some at the same time,
yeah.
Davi. All right. We can't comply. We can't complain about that. As we let you go, Davi, your parting words then to the Cape Talk listeners?
I think don't be concerned about food security. We'll definitely be in a problem. And I think just keep the agricultural industry in your minds all the time, because it's the industry that produced the food for us.
Now you're talking. If you're saying I shouldn't worry about food production, I'm a happy man. I love my food. Davi, thank you so much for joining us on the show. A very good morning to you. That is Davi Marie, Head of Information and Marketing for FNB Agriculture. To you